Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today, to celebrate Melbourne Cup Day, which is the race that stops a nation, as they say in Australia, I'm going to talk about hats and headwear. So today I've just popped on a little fascinator that I made some years back, which is why it doesn't quite go with my outfit, but as good as I could find in my rush, because it's not like we're going anywhere. We're still too locked down to do anything. But when you were thinking about what side do I wear my fascinator on, because one of the things that we often think is, well, I've got this thing, do I wear it on this side or this side? The quick tip, you wear it on not on your left side, where your part is. So for me, that's my left side. If you've part on the other side, wear it on your right side. Now, a lot of made fascinators, so if you buy them, are actually made to wear on the right side. So if you normally part your hair on the left, check out that it works on that side, but it might not work that well. So maybe you want to, just for the day, part your hair on the opposite side and pop it on that side. Because what putting it on the part does is it balances out the, you know, kind of lack of hair on the part side, because we've got more fullness in the hair on the non-parted side. So when you're deciding which side to put it, pop it on the part side. Also look at the angle. Sometimes, you know, angling it forwards, angling it backwards can look better or worse, depending on what it is, the shape, how it's made, all that sort of stuff. So do kind of have a little play with it. Now, if it's got a headband, I personally don't like the headbands that are just a metal sort of headband or a plastic headband. I find after a while they really start to hurt your head. Replace it with an elastic. So I'm just going to pop this one off. And what you can see is I've just got a hat elastic. You can actually buy these at some, you know, kind of stores, and like where they make haberdashery stores and stuff, where you can, you know, get pieces to make hats. They're really simple. They just poke through the straw and it's got elastic, and you can pop it on, and it's so much more comfortable to wear than to wear it with a metal headband or a plastic headband. So you can sometimes remove it if you've bought something and replace it with an elastic, or if it's a comb as well. So that's just a little tip for your little fascinator. Now, how about if we're being a sun hat? Because often people say to me is, I can't wear hats. Hats don't suit me. And I think that this is a big lie. It's just, how about you wear the hat? So part of it is finding a hat. Now, I love this hat because it's really big. It protects my whole head and my shoulders almost. So it's really going to stop the sun from coming in and getting at my head and my neck and all those important areas that I want to shade. But I don't just plonk it on the back of my head unless I want to look like a cowgirl. If it's too far forward, I can't see. So it's thinking about playing. And this is where sometimes it's, do I want to put it in an angle? That doesn't work so well, does it? I look kind of a little hokey. So it's playing with the angle of how you put the hat on. And if you are a petite person, this hat would probably be too large for your head. How about if we're going for something like a little beret? Again, don't just plonk it on in the middle. You know, that it's okay, but it's not very exciting. This is where kind of, can I angle it? You know, do I have it more forward? Do I have it more backwards? All those sorts of things. Like, that's a very different look. What it does, exposes my big forehead to having it more forward, more sideways, you know, all those sorts of things. So have a play with the angle. Don't just plonk a hat on your head, no matter the shape, the size, even a little fedora. I want to wear that a little bit more forwards than, you know, wearing it backwards like that, which is a different look because it depends on you. But this is where it's your face, your, you know, all those sorts of things. You'll find if you have a smaller head, you might want to wear it higher up. Or like if you have a shorter face, you wear it higher up because then it elongates your face. If you've got a longer face, you might want to push it down slightly more, depending on what you're trying to do. You might want to angle it a little bit. An angle on a hat always makes it a bit more fun and exciting than having it straight on, as you can see. So just a little bit of an angle, you know, a little bit more fun, a little bit more exciting. And again, I could think about which side is my part, depending on my hairstyle. Sometimes with hats too, you might want to tie your hair up. It'll look different with hair tied up than hair down. So sometimes, because a hat's already encasing your head, particularly if it's a a very exciting hat, maybe just tying your hair up is a good way to go, because then you're not adding too much extra to it if you've got a lot of hair popping out from it. So there you go, a few little tips for hats and headwear for this Melbourne Cup Day. Whether it is summer, it's winter, it's just a sun hat, or it's a fun hat. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.